We believe Ferguson is a home rule city that by population is a third class city. And you don't need to find this power in the city ordinances because it's by state law. So traditionally, Jason, you know, home rule is to give cities more power. It's not to take away power they already have from the state. So the state law gives the mayors of cities of various classes this authority. The fact it's not in the city ordinances doesn't matter. And the fact that it's a weak mayor form of government doesn't matter either. Because now, could the city council in Ferguson take that right away from the mayor? Maybe. But our position is somebody in Ferguson has this power. Okay. So if the city council says it's not the mayor, then, I mean, if the city council wanted to vote and grant amnesty, we think they could do it too. Mm-hmm. If that's the argument.
Or, as you said yesterday, the judge or the municipal prosecutor could definitely probably have that power.
That's the second part of it. We think the mayor and our city council can do this. Any pending case that has not been assessed, that's the legal term. It's like a conviction, but a municipal court would call it an assessment. Any case that's not been assessed, the prosecutor has the right to dismiss it. It's called a nolle pros. The prosecutor can say, I'm not going to prosecute this one. Mm-hmm. Okay? Any case that's already been assessed, you show up, you plead guilty to your speeding ticket 3 years ago, the judge says $300 fine. You pay $100, but you don't pay the other $200. Now you've got an outstanding warrant, plus they've added failure to appear charges on top of that. Okay? Those cases, we believe the judge has authority to go in and say, I'm amending your sentence to clear up the rest of your fine, or I'm reopening your case to say that you can't pay this, so whatever, I'm going to give you time served, in other words. So the amount. So we think the prosecutor with the judge could accomplish the same thing, be a lot more cumbersome, and the cleanest way is for the mayor to use the power and grant amnesty on the warrants and on the outstanding fine. They could adopt an ordinance that makes it clear the mayor has this power. You know, the state statutes don't affect home rule cities when it's a grant of power. So this expands the power of mayors and says, here's something more you can do. What home rule cities argue in a general way is that you can't limit our power. So a statute that limits the power of mayors and city councils is less effective in a home rule city.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is something that says, hey, mayors, we're going to give you something extra. And even if you're a charter city, a home rule city, there's nothing that takes that power away. I mean, you know, home rule cities are about having more power. So there's no indication that Ferguson didn't want this power.